Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 17, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 18, Rescuing Lord Chaitanya from the Sea. A summary of the 18th chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. Once on an autumn evening, when the moon was full, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked along the seashore near the Aitota temple. Mistaking the sea for the Yamuna River, Lord Chaitanya jumped into it, hoping to see the water pastimes which Krishna enjoyed with Srimati Radharani and the other gopis. As Lord Chaitanya floated in the sea, however, Lord Chaitanya was washed away to the Konarka temple, where a fisherman, thinking that Lord Chaitanya's body was a big fish, caught Lord Chaitanya in his net and brought Lord Chaitanya ashore. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious, and Lord Chaitanya's body had become unusually transformed. As soon as the fisherman touched Lord Chaitanya's body, the fisherman became mad in ecstatic love of Krishna. His own madness frightened him, however, because the fisherman thought that he was being haunted by a ghost. As he was about to seek a ghost charmer, the fisherman met Swarup Damodara Goswami and the other devotees on the beach, who had been looking everywhere for Lord Chaitanya. After some inquiries, Swarup Damodar could understand that the fisherman had actually caught Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his net. Since the fisherman was afraid of being haunted by a ghost, Swarup Damodar gave him a slap and then chanted Hare Krishna, which immediately pacified him. Thereafter, when the devotees chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to external consciousness. Then the devotees brought Lord Chaitanya back to his own residence. Konarka, generally known as Arkatirtha, is a temple of Lord Suryadev, the sun god. It is situated on the seashore, 19 miles north of Jagannath Puri. It was constructed of black stone in the beginning of the 13th century of the Shaka era, and it shows expert craftsmanship and architecture. Generally, the Chakravaka bird tastes the lotus flower, but in Krishna's pastimes, the lotus, which is usually lifeless, tastes the Chakravaka bird. Because the blue lotus flower blossoms with the rising of the sun is the friend of the blue lotus. The Chakravaka birds also appear when the sun rises, and therefore the Chakravakas and blue lotuses meet. Although the blue lotus is a friend of the sun, in Krishna's pastimes, it nevertheless plunders their mutual friend, the Chakravaka. Normally, Chakravakas move about, whereas lotuses stand still. But herein, Krishna's hands, which are compared to blue lotuses, attack the breasts of the gopis, which are compared to Chakravakas. This is called a reverse analogy. At night, the red lotus blossoms, whereas in sunlight it closes. Therefore, the red lotus is an enemy of the sun and is unknown to the sun's friend, the Chakravaka. The gopis' breasts, however, are compared to Chakravakas and their hands to red lotuses protecting them. This is a wonderful instance of reverse analogy. Recorded July 29, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.